Governor Walker has pulled ahead of Mary Burke in the final Marquette Law School poll. The two were neck and neck in the previous survey. The latest results, released Wednesday, show Walker with a one-point lead over Burke among registered voters. When it comes to likely voters, the Republican has a bigger advantage over his Democratic challenger, 7 points. Poll director Charles Franklin says more voters are becoming engaged as the election grows near.
We've seen quite a shift from 2 weeks ago when it was a tie at 47 to a Walker advantage 50 to 43 in this poll. So that's 3 points up for Walker and 4 points down for Burke. A lot of that difference is coming because there's been another increase in Republicans' enthusiasm for voting, with Republicans now reporting a turnout rate that would be the equivalent of the recall turnout rate among Republicans. Democrats are actually up in reported turnout as well, but by about 5 points and not as high as Republicans. Finally, independents have fallen off a little bit in turnout compared to the recall level and also compared to the poll 2 weeks ago.
Let's go back to that turnout question. When you said that there is increasing enthusiasm among Republicans, is that something that you ask in the poll from one poll to another?
Right. We ask, how certain are you to vote? And that's actually what I'm referring to. We also ask a separate enthusiasm about voting question. But at this point, late in the game, it's the certainty of turning out that is really the focus.
And is there anything that you attribute that change to?
I think we're seeing the end game of the campaign, and that has a couple of effects. One is we've gotten through both debates now, gubernatorial debates, and the campaigns have thrown everything on the airwaves in their ads that they're basically going to throw. And so I think we're seeing everyone, Republicans as well as Democrats, reaching the point where they realize that a decision now needs to be made in the next week or two. And so a little bit of certainty about voting or not voting, a little bit more of clarity about who you're voting for. I think that's increased in this last 2 weeks or last 4 weeks, but certainly the last two in the aftermath of the final debate and the campaigns beginning to make their closing arguments. We've also seen a variety of other polls. We've seen 2 polls with Burke ahead by 1 and 3 with Walker ahead by 1. So our poll is definitely pointing to a larger Walker lead than other recent polling has shown, and listeners should take that into account and think about it. I'd also emphasize that our result shows it's just a 1-point margin among registered voters, and that gap between the 1-point margin of registered and the 7-point margin for likely simply illustrates how important turnout is and reminds us of the fact that the polls aren't the things that vote. It's the people that get up and go to the polls between now and Election Day that will ultimately determine the outcome of this race.
So with the governor 7 points ahead among likely voters and 1 point ahead among registered voters, how confident should his campaign be and how hopeful should Mary Burke's campaign be that she could move the needle back in her direction?
Well, I think both campaigns have known how important turnout would be. It's also been widely talked about that midterm turnout drops off a lot compared to presidential races, and that drop-off is typically greater among Democratic groups than among Republican groups. So I think the Burke campaign surely has known from the beginning that they face a challenge of motivating and turning out their electorate. And again, in the difference between a 1-point and a 7-point margin, you see how important that is for the Burke campaign to turn people out. I think the question is whether efforts like having the president here this week and Mrs. Obama here twice, and the new technology of how campaigns on both sides reach out to voters through Facebook and Twitter and other kinds of ways, how effective are those, and to what extent are they succeeding in changing not very likely voters into actual voters? Because that's where a campaign, in principle, could shift the needle if they're able to get some of their supporters that couldn't be counted on to show up on their own and actually convert them into votes by Election Day.
That was Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin. The survey was conducted last Thursday through Sunday. It includes more than 1,400 registered voters and has a margin of error among likely voters of 3 percentage points.